today.
This time next week, we're closer and closer to opening those presents. Maybe you're a cheater and you do it on Christmas Eve, or do you wait to the next day? Or do you even care? Is Christmas just for kids, and are the rest of us fooling ourselves by running out at the last minute and spending way too much money that we don't really have just to satisfy our need for more stuff? Yeah, there is that stuff thing. Somebody told me once you want to avoid clutter, the way to do it is you bring something in, you got to throw something out. You bring in a hockey stick because you're starting to play some rec hockey, got to boot something out, like a bunch of books or whatever. You get my drift. All right, America Tonight, the name of this show, and of course I'm Kate Delaney. We sail all over the place in every port that'll have us. And we've been sailing into a lot of ports lately. Thanks for all of your support. A lot of people backing the show, and we're taking it on the road a bunch, and we're going to do that coming up the next year too, all over the country. We're actually hoping to get out and see a lot of you. So thank you very much listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, and in Stamford, Connecticut, and some of the surrounding areas, in Quincy, Illinois, in Santa Maria, California, in Dallas, Texas. And like I said, a lot of ports you are listening, and we appreciate it. Speaking of appreciation, there is kind of a weird, twisted appreciation, I think, for the fact that the omnibus bill has been pulled by Senator Harry Reid, let's say. And, of course, it was pulled because, do you know, the thing was almost 2,000 pages. We all know nobody would have read it. So the Republicans said, great, give us your time because it's going to take 50 hours for clerks to read this thing, and that's what we're going to do. So that bill is done. That's not going to pass. That's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to be debated. Now, the tax cuts, a different story. But before we jump to that, part of the problem with the 2,000 pages is because you know nobody's reading it because it's chock full of those little problematic things called earmarks. Robert Gibbs was playing it right down the middle when he did his daily briefing with reporters. Here's what he said about that pesky little problem I mentioned.
This is going to be somewhat dependent upon Congress. I mean, I think we've all seen interviews over the past 24 hours with people specifically opposed to this bill, specifically opposed to the earmarks in this bill, with earmarks in this bill.
Of course, when you hear what some of the earmarks are, you're appalled. You can't believe it. And there's no way anybody can explain that spending $1 million+ on pig poop really makes a lot of sense. I mean, I understand that there's work that they're doing, but geez, when times are tough, do we have the money to slide over to something like that? And the answer is no. No, we don't. That's what the answer is. Afghanistan also on the minds of many because the four-page assessment that was unclassified came out. Looking at the days ahead in Afghanistan, the president says that we're on course in that country, on course to pull out at least most of the troops, the majority of them, by July of 2011. Much different than what we initially heard. So you think about that, over 10 years invested in Afghanistan. And my question is, when the soldiers all walk away, what's left with this country? How do they stay afloat? And when I say afloat, how do they stay in a position where they're surviving and somehow thriving? And I have a big, serious problem with that, a big question mark about whether that's even really possible. So General James Cartwright talked about Afghanistan after 2011, what was the road ahead. Here's what he had to say.
It'll be hopefully, and measurably less than what it is today, and in a very different role than what it is today.
Yeah, hopefully they have the money to finish the thing off. And that was one of the concerns of the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, who says, pass the bloody bill.
A year-long continuing resolution would be a gigantic problem for the Department of Defense.
Are you kidding me? You mean you can't operate on mythical numbers on the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and maybe we'll get this and maybe we'll get it done? Yeah, he's right. They can't operate that way. And unfortunately, in the end, you know who does suffer from all of that? It's soldiers that suffer from that. It's soldiers that have to figure out a way to deal with it, which it makes no sense when you look at what the sacrifice is on the other side. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Julian Assange, by the way, done, out, gone. Forget about it. He was in custody for 9 days. He took the opportunity to address the media, and he slammed a few people, including Robert Gates, saying he was so smug when you looked at his face afterwards. And Pentagon, of course, was exposed the first time around. This time around, it was the State Department. And the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, is saying that what happened in Sweden is trumped up, and is saying that people are going after WikiLeaks because of him, and it's not about him and what's gone on in Sweden. It's about him and this site that is ruffling more than a few feathers. A lot of people upset over what was put out there with as far as the memos were concerned. The memos were the brutal part of this. And so Julian Assange now is dealing with a rival website while he was in prison. OpenLeaks came out. Did you ever hear of OpenLeaks? Just another version of WikiLeaks. And Assange talked to, I think it was Diane Sawyer on World News, and had a lot to say about how he feels about it being incarcerated, and also the fact that how much backing was he getting? Because it seemed like every third person that you met was saying, I mean, people with money, they were saying that he was a good guy and they were going to do whatever they could to get him out. They were going to do whatever they could to try to spring him, that they had the money to back him up. So, yeah, for what it's worth. Let's put it that way, for what it's worth. All right, on to a couple of other quick hits, because coming up on the flip side, of course, we have our cheap movie review. So before we do that, I wanted to mention what I thought was our daily salute. And we're going to try to do more daily salutes as we move around and experiment a little bit heading into the next year with some of the things that you have written and said that you want back or you like or whatever. And remember, you can always participate in that by shooting me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And I have to say that this guy was pretty brave. The security officer is now being hailed as the big-time hero for taking down that crazy shooter in that gun battle in a Florida school board meeting. And he said he opened fire after he thought his friend had been killed, and then he cried when he saw his friend alive. That was such a wild situation. The security guy is Mike Jones, and he told reporters, because everybody wanted a story, that he could hear the sirens coming. He was waiting on that backup, but once he shot the superintendent, the gunfight was on. And it started when police said 56-year-old Clay Duke disrupted a school board meeting, of all things, by proclaiming he had a motion and spray painted a large V with a circle around it on the wall and threatened the room with a gun. Now the guy's dead. So he really was the hero. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3.
freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Favorite things that we do because I'm a huge movie fan. I went to see The Tourist last week with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie, and it was pretty decent. You know, it's not my normal fare, but I love the scenes in Venice. That was the big play of the movie. It was, I think, the scenery, if anything. This week, the movie Tron is among those that we're going to talk about. In fact, I'll give you the three. Tron, Yogi Bear, and Hey Boo Boo, and The Fighter. The Fighter is the one probably of those three that I would go and see. But Tron looks pretty cool. Tron had giant billboards in Times Square when I was at Times Square last week. That they were plugging the snot out of Tron. It was all about Tron, Tron, Tron. Everywhere I turned around, I was seeing it in my face somewhere. So there's a lot of hype for the movie, but will it live up to its hype? That's always the big question. I mean, it looks cool. The graphics look pretty cool. And there's certainly some people that you would recognize in Tron. I mean, think about the cast. Jeff Bridges, Olivia Wilde, Bruce Boxleitner, Michael Sheen. Do you know those names? If you don't know those names, you certainly know those faces. It's a who's who for Tron. And you go back and you think of Tron back in the day, and that's what they're doing. They're pulling this now forward. And I would actually be interested in seeing what happens with Kevin Flynn and where Tron takes us. It's one of those action-adventure deals, science fiction. I like science fiction. So anyway, take a listen to a little snippet of Tron, if you will.
And I kept dreaming dreaming of this world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, something happened. Something extraordinary.
What was it?
That's going to have to wait till next time.
NCOM CEO Kevin Flynn was reported missing today. He was last seen at his home with his son, Sam.
Sam, I was Paige last night. Paige came from your dad's office at the arcade. That number's been disconnected for 20 years.
Hey, Dad. This isn't happening.
Right, that's Tron. You can tell lots of zigzags, drops, that kind of stuff. A lot of computer graphics and a little bit of the animation. So we move from Tron. I don't want to give it all away. Really CG, computer graphics. Let's move from that to Yogi Bear. If you have kids, you probably will go and maybe check this out.
Full speed ahead, boo-boo!
Okay.
Take off with the wildest bears on Earth.
All right.
Meet Yogi.
Ta-da!
And Boo-Boo.
Looking good, Yogi.
They're grabbing lunch.
We've got our first customer.
One basket at a time.
Nice day for a picnic. What the heck was that?
I have problems with potato salad.
Bears avoid people, not run around stealing their food.
I smell PB&J.
Ow!
I'm okay.
Yogi's got the smarts.
You do come up with some good plans, Yogi.
That's because I'm smarter than the average bear.
Boo-Boo's got the moves.
Kicking it.
And together,
this is the most advanced chicken and basket stealing technology ever invented.
Wow.
They've got lunch covered.
Oh, it missed.
Oh.
I wonder if he noticed the pie.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi, grab my paw.
I'm so smart it hurts.
In 3D.
It's got a little of everything. Music, stunts, magic. And I jump over Boo-Boo at the end.
No, you don't.
I want to try it.
I don't care.
All right, so that's pretty self-explanatory. Yogi Bear, if you watched it maybe when you were a kid or you saw it recycled years later. So we move from Tron and Yogi Bear, and these are things that have been around, and there's sequels, remakes, all that kind of stuff. We move from that to the movie that I want to see, Wahlberg's movie. It's called The Fighter.
He's my younger brother.
You gotta help me finish this.
Taught him everything he knows.
You don't want to see where this fight is headed. Turn it over.
I'm still his training.
I have a fight next week.
After I win, I'm going to start making good money so you can live many more days, okay?
Good luck, Daddy.
Don't hold your breath, Casey.
Bye, baby.
paved streets, right?
Yeah, I do. And I'm a fighter.
I heard you were a stepping stone.
Oh, I mean, I had a few tough fights, but the next fight's going to show who I am.
Yeah, and he's going to lose that one, too. So move that sugar ass and get back.
Don't disrespect her.
Mickey Ward is 31 years old, here because he needs the money.
Look at the size of that guy.
He's got 20 pounds on me, Dickie.
If you don't fight, nobody gets paid.
I'm quitting, Shelley. I'm done fighting. I don't need it anymore.
It's sad that you let them take it away from you.
I was embarrassed. I told everybody I was going to win that fight and get back on track. I'm sick of being a disappointment.
Look, Mick, nobody's got heart like you. You're a very talented fighter.
I want to give you a real shot. Make one last run at this thing before it's too late.
What about my brother? He's taught me everything I know. I can't do it without him.
With all due respect, he's too much trouble.
Dickie, get on the ground right now!
He's a fighter! Break his hand!
Mick, I was doing it for you. You did it for me? What?
Yes?
Do me a favor. Don't do nothing for me no more, okay?
For a title shot?
Not a stepping stone anymore.
He's using you.
You can't beat me. You had a hard enough time being you, and that's why you're in here.
We're gonna train. They're gonna go.
Why am I the problem?
I'm his blood. I'm his family.
You're crazy.
I'm the one fighting. Not you, not you, and not you. This is my shot at the title. I won't get another one after this.
Mickey has a chance to do something that I never did, and he needs me.
Okay, I'll see you in Mickey's corner.
This is your time. I have my pain and my glory. You don't have to.
You'll make it wise. You'll make it wise.
All right, this is a biopic. Sometimes I don't like these, but this is, I think, going to be a good one. It's Irish Mickey Ward, his trainer, brother, Dick Eklund, who was involved, obviously, in his life. Chronicles the brothers' early days, very rough upbringing in Lowell, Massachusetts. They talk about the battle with drugs and ultimately the championship in London. And this was a movie that Mark Wahlberg tried to get made for a very long time. And finally he did. Christian Bale's in it, Melissa Leo, Amy Adams, Jack McGee. I like this. I could see myself trotting out to see it. Some people will say it's kind of like a Rocky formula deal, but I like the fight game. I used to go and watch a lot of fights. I think I might go and check that one out. You might like one of the others, and of course there are some other movies opening up as well. Hang with us.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Odds and ends here on ATN has to be this story that we have talked about now really for months. Julian Assange leaving finally a London jail. So the man who is slipperier than a James Bond, any of the James Bonds in, of course, the motion pictures, because this is real life, not the movies after all. This guy finally is caught on camera and has something to say because he was in prison and then was released. He, of course, is the editor of WikiLeaks. He walked out of high court after being freed on bail on Thursday, 9 days after he was picked up for questioning about those alleged sex crimes in Sweden. He was in solitary confinement, and he said it caused him to reflect on the conditions people around the world actually suffer in solitary confinement. Oh, I feel a book coming on. There's always an opportunity, right? Assange thanked everybody and said that if the justice system is not always an outcome, at least it isn't dead yet. Remember, he voluntarily turned himself over in London last week, and this all goes back to, as I mentioned, what's going on with the Swedish prosecutors who want to question him about these sex charges, not related to WikiLeaks, related to his personal life. So when he comes out, he has plenty to say, takes a jab at Robert Gates, the defense secretary, of course, in the U.S., talks about a smear campaign and a few other things that we've actually been dying to hear from the horse's mouth. So without further ado, here's a little bit of Julian Assange.
Let's not forget that within 24 hours of these allegations being made about rape, the most senior prosecutor in Stockholm, Eva Fenny, reviewed them and said that there was not even a suspicion that that was true. One only needs to look at the sneering smile of Defense Secretary Gates upon hearing upon my arrest, looking like that he had swallowed the canary. We don't have proof of that, that this originated as an attempt to attack the organization, but certainly once it was underway, it has been used very aggressively.
All right, so he's saying that WikiLeaks is being attacked because of what's happened with this whole thing in Sweden. The next hearing, if you're keeping score, the extradition case is scheduled for January 11th. Now, what is the U.S.'s take on the WikiLeaks? The U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is saying they're not backing off of this. He's actually pushed a couple of actions that he's calling significant related to looking into the criminal side of the publication of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of documents. So, 250,000 U.S. State Department, and that doesn't even include everything that came from the Pentagon. WikiLeaks is saying that there's more to be published. How much more do they have to churn out? And like I mentioned earlier in the year, WikiLeaks made big news, too, because of the thousands of documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And WikiLeaks is standing by, or the founder is anyway, by the fact that they say the public has a right to know what goes on behind diplomatic doors. And that simply is what we're doing here at WikiLeaks. Do you buy that? Do you think it's just, hey, I'm a good guy. I just want to publish this. I don't care what people think the ulterior motives are, rather. But it's obvious that there's a lot of cat and mouse play behind the scenes. And when we get these documents, man, we're publishing them. And forget it. Wherever the chips fall, they fall. And so be it. And we know how Americans feel, I think. It's really split. I'd say it's pretty 50-50. People would like to see the guy tried on espionage, think that he's taken it too far. Then there's a few that are in between. And, of course, there's people that say, bravo, there's too much we don't know, and it can only help when we are aware of what's going on behind the scenes. See, my take is, initially, that would be my feeling. Okay, there's, you know, if there's crazy dealings that need to be exposed, that this cloak and dagger stuff, then sure, if it's wrong, then we need to hear about it. I mean, think of Watergate. I'm thinking of the real big things. Think of Watergate. Think of the Pentagon papers. Hey, how about Iran-Contra, right? What do we need to know versus what we want to know versus what we shouldn't know? Is there a category for we shouldn't know? If you think there isn't, then you absolutely hail this guy as a hero. Now, among half of the Brits, because they did a poll, they believe that the sex charges against the founder, Julian Assange, are an excuse to keep him in custody so the U.S. can prosecute him for the releasing the secret documents, right? A CNN poll of British opinion just released a day ago when the bail hearing was found that 44% of the people who responded in England believe that the charges are a pretext. Only 13 flatly disagree. 43 say they don't know. There's that cloudy area. They're not sure. So he's going to keep fighting the extradition. Doesn't have anything, as I mentioned, until the second week in January, and the opinions are just going to flow. Only 31% of Americans who pay attention to the stories like the Assange story say the WikiLeaks publication of diplomatic documents serves the public interest. Only 31%. 60%, according to the Pew Center, say it's harmful, say this should not happen. You know, my question is always going to go back and back and back again to the leakers, to the whistleblowers, and their choices to disclose information. Why? Axe to grind? Think that they're doing the right thing because people need to know. You just have to ask yourself. It's always what's in it for me. If the question ultimately in everything in life is what's in it for me, what's in it for Julian Assange? What's in it for the whistleblowers? Relief because they can't stand to have the secret knowledge of what they've seen. You might say that with Afghanistan and some of the civilian deaths and the soldier who decided to go off the reservation and take the chance, and now, of course, he's sitting in the brig, but the brig, rather. But in the case of the State Department, I don't know that you can say that with the memos from the Saudi king and some other things. I don't know that you can have this burning, this rips me apart, I've got to release it. I don't think so. So I would call foul on that one. And because this is odds and ends, just to reiterate, the U.S. House passed the $858 billion tax deal negotiated by the White House, and everybody was in on this, the Republicans and the Democrats, who were going to try to kill it, but they did not kill it. So here in the lame duck session, something does pass, and it happens to be the tax cut deals. I'm getting a lot of emails from you, so I want to clarify that, make sure everybody's on the same page there. It's done. It's over. Not going to expire because it's going to get extended. And the cuts, by the way, get extended for 2 years. The unemployment benefits get extended for 13 months. Now that we've cleared that up, how about this for odds and ends? Don't ask, don't tell. Another biggie on the agenda. There were protests really on both sides of this in Washington. The House passed the repeal. You already know that. But how far can they go with it as the clock is ticking? The bill was what they call a standalone measure. It wasn't tied to anything else. A lot of times these things are tied, as you know. So it passed 250 to 175, mostly on partisan lines. It moves to the Senate. At this point, as I said, the House of Representatives, in case you missed it, this happened on Wednesday, they voted to overturn the ban on openly gay and lesbian soldiers serving in the military, passing legislation repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, how fast can this go through the Senate? That's the question. The question is, they're working on the tax and the benefits package. Well, now that just went through. That's up to the president. Of course, he signs it. Done deal. So now there is room for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Will Don't Ask, Don't Tell actually, bringing this around to the conversation with Ellen Ratner in Washington, I mean, will we see that the time has passed because there's just not enough time to do this, or will this be the next thing? I'm saying, we're going into Friday. Don't know. Lame duck doing the tax package, maybe start, but something has to give. So is it going to be this again? Are they going to repeal this, or does this get bounced around? There is certainly some opposition to it, so that wouldn't be completely shocking. At the top of the show, I also mentioned what was going on with the snow, and luckily, warmer temperatures are starting to head toward the south because of the citrus crops. 9 billion citrus fruit, that kind of stuff, orange groves, destroyed last year because of the winter chill. You don't want to see that happen. Already you're paying 1.5% more for groceries if you've shopped lately. Terrible. Spend $100 at the grocery store and tell me how long you can eat on that $100. If you get a bunch of ramen noodles, maybe. But if you're getting real food, not very long. So slowly warming up across the south, the freezing rain starting to go away. But boy, that snow is nasty in the northeast. Coming up next, we can count.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We can count. Don't know if you're familiar with the Pink Panther. You're familiar with the good Pink Panther, you know, the old flicks. Go back and watch it. Rent them on Netflix. Because some of it was pretty funny. The Peter Sellers stuff. Well, Blake Edwards, who was a longtime Hollywood movie director, he produced 8 Pink Panther movies. And Breakfast at Tiffany's, Days of Wine and Roses, 10, Victor Victoria. So hearkening back to a different era, he died at the age of 88 from pneumonia, complications from pneumonia, at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California. So they've released that. At what point did he pick up the little statue? Because that's always the deal, especially with, from the director's point of view. He got an honorary one in 2004, and a lot of people thought that was overdue. He directed 50 movies. Can you imagine directing 50 movies? How cool is that? But this is the other thing. He was also a writer, so he wrote or was involved in some way, even co-authored, I guess, 38 screenplays. He was known kind of as that fiery-tempered director, because he feuded with the studio people back in the days when, well, they ran the show and that was it. You know, don't jack with the studio. So he messed around at MGM and Paramount, some of the other studios. And in the 70s, he moved with his wife, Julie Andrews, to Europe for 6-7 years or so, and put together what I still think is one of the funniest satires on Hollywood. Here's another good one to put on your list, if this is before your time. And it would be a tad before my time when I realized how brilliant this is. But the film S.O.B. is about, you know, life in, basically life in Hollywood. And that was an 80s flick. But check that out. And, of course, like I mentioned, the Pink Panthers, the 70s, that was in the mid-70s. And to me, that exemplifies, I think, what he was able to bring to the big screen. So Blake Edwards dead at the age of 88. All right, there's some other things to get to here on We Can Count. It is about the numbers. I mean, often it's lighter fare. Sometimes it's a little bit heavier stuff. And I think going from the Blake Edwards thing, we talk about this all the time, the push to solve this immigration riddle, whatever it is, that constantly gets thrown back on a shelf somewhere, which I don't understand. If it's a problem, it's a problem at some of the border areas, Arizona, whatever. I've talked about this numerous times, having lived in El Paso. Juarez is such a ridiculous war zone, I almost can't wrap my head around it, because just on a lark, we would go there for lunch. Oh, let's go over to Juarez. We probably have enough time. Let's just go over the bridge. We'll park on one side and we'll walk over. I can't tell you how many days I did that, how many weekends I spent there. Now, there's just, you'd have to push me over. I would not walk across that bridge. I would not do it. And I know a lot of people who grew up in that area that say the very same thing. It just is, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to encounter. So Mexico's drug war has left, you ready for this number? 30,196 people dead in 4 years. 4 years. And Calderon is having a crackdown. Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, is having a crackdown on drugs and eradicating them in his country, and comes to the United States and has the nerve to address both chambers of Congress and takes a slap at Arizona for what they were trying to do. Give me a break. The Attorney General, Arturo Chavez, says that many people were killed in some type of drug-related violence nationwide since Calderon took office in December of 2006. Just this year, it's over 12,000, and that's the highest since he stepped into office. Violence is increasing. It is not stopping. I mean, it's not. Calderon, whatever his stance is against drug traffickers and all the high praise he gets from our folks in Washington to let him talk that way about Arizona and to take a nick out of it and tell his people to avoid Arizona. I mean, give me a break. I could care less what this guy says. I think he is ineffective as well. So you see the disputes with the Gulf cartel and Nueva León and the Zetas. You say the name Zeta to anyone who knows, and they're just flat-out shootouts. Monterrey, Mexico, which is the third biggest area, another place that I've been to, besides Ciudad Juarez, they're just open fire. It's like the OK Corral, only in Spanish. They'll just open fire. That's what happens. And anybody in the way, oh, well. If that's how bad it is, how badly people are just getting pounded in some of these areas thanks to the drug cartels. There's car bombs, and just the corruption is unbelievable. And the drug tentacles, it shows you how the air down there is just thick with it. I don't see them eradicating this anytime soon. And Calderon his administration hasn't been very effective at all at doing that. They haven't been able to do anything to really take a nick out of it, other than say to the United States, we need your help. We want to be part of this. We need you to clean up your side of the border. We need. Well, how about you do, and we don't want your problem. Keep your problem over there then. Okay, we don't need it. We don't want it. Forget about it. Quickly, a couple of other things. One, when we get a high in the stock market, it's worth mentioning, because this is a numbers game here on We Can Count. The market was high on December 16th, a red letter day for some who might have made a little bit of money, or at least they feel more comfortable about some of the stocks they have. A two-year high. It's been strange. We've seen these wild dips and then a couple of really big highs, but a two-year high is certainly something to talk about. I looked at a chart of the Dow, and I couldn't believe it. Across the board, the Dow closed 41 points higher to end the highest close since September 8th of 2008, and the S&P picked up 8 points. That's their highest since 2008. So do the math. The gains were broad-based in the Dow, with really 25 of 30 components closing much, much higher. Now, trading the next couple of weeks will be pretty silent, pretty quiet, and that's because why we're up against the holidays. And there are people who are talking about when to get in, when to get out, and it's interesting looking at the economy and looking at a couple of other things, the new private home starts that rose in November. I think that helped a little bit, but the number of people filing for initial unemployment fell 3,000 to 420,000 in the last week. All those kind of stories are part of what makes up what happens on the stock market. It's all about what's the economics of the country, what's happening in some of the sectors out there, whether it's manufacturing or retail or whatever it happens to be. And that's what the stock market is. It is all about talking about where we're at. And the negative buzz or the positive buzz is how you see stocks roll. They roll out higher or they roll out lower. You know, it never ceases to amaze me the brilliance of hackers. And I say brilliance because how is it with the smartest people that we have running some of these companies and hiring some of the people to protect their information, there's always a way to get in. And when it's a college, it's scary because you think of all the people, their social security numbers and whatnot. Well, the information, the data on 760,000 now at risk after another university has been compromised, this time Ohio State University. Somehow the server was illegally accessed. It had names, it had addresses, it had social security numbers, it had dates of birth for current and former students, also for faculty, people, staff, applicants, you know, you name it, it was on this list. And how frightening is that? Because what are they going to do with that information? Listen, I went to Ohio University. It happened to me. I got a letter in the mail. Go figure.